Could you introduce yourself and provide a little background on what you do?
Hi, I'm Tom Goring. I'm executive director of the Sacramento Water Forum. As executive director, I kind of have a couple of roles. One role is to manage a group of technical folks and scientists who are constantly striving to improve our state of knowledge and improve the fishery conditions and the habitat conditions in the Lower American River. My other role is kind of a referee role. I'm a neutral party that convenes a set of stakeholders and signatories who have negotiated a truce in the water wars for our region. Mm. And so as they're neutral, I help them keep lines of communication open, work on collaborative projects that meet their multiple interests, and just help them help themselves maintain peace in the land around water.
Got it. So what is the Water Forum?
Sure. The Water Forum is a consortium of a group of folks who wouldn't ordinarily see eye to eye on water issues. So on the one hand, we have folks who are who represent the water development world. So these are water utilities, water companies who are involved in extracting water from the ground, extracting water from the American river system, and delivering it to our homes and to our businesses. It also includes the water users, some of the businesses, developers, folks who have an interest in seeing that water is continually available to keep our economic engine running. Mm. On the other hand, we have folks who see water as an important natural resource, something that in their perspective should be part of a sustainable aquatic ecosystem, in particular in our region in the Lower American River, and that extraction of water should in the region should happen in a way that allows the ecosystem to continue to flourish and to exist for generations to come.
Yeah.
And so those folks have come together and signed a comprehensive agreement that says between now and 2030, this is how we're going to put the region's water resources to use in a way that meets these two really diametrically opposed objectives: water reliability for human use, human and business use, water availability for environmental use.
So tell us a little bit about the Water Forum's history. How did it come about?
That's a long story, and so I'll try to not take you down a rabbit hole. Basically, in the early 90s, there was, I think, a growing awareness among water utilities in the region, in particular the city of Sacramento and the county of Sacramento, who are both important public interests and land use agencies, but also have water utilities, and so they're right in the middle of this issue about how water is used and how we protect our public interests. Those water utilities became aware that in other parts in the state, well-organized environmental groups had successfully delayed or halted water development projects. And rather than see a skirmish of water wars break out in the Sacramento region, these sort of future-thinking folks said, what if we can sit down with folks who see things differently than us and figure out a way to meet all of our needs simultaneously? So they started a negotiation process. They brought together local environmental groups. They brought together some business leaders. They brought together other water utilities in the region, other cities. And over about a seven-year period, they negotiated this truce that is called the Water Forum Agreement. And it covers water use. It voluntarily puts limits on the total amount of extractions that water users can take out of the river. It has special drought activities that protect the Lower American River, and it sets aside some local funding to protect those resources directly through habitat improvement and through advancing the science of fisheries management.
Great. So what are some of the things the Water Forum has accomplished over the past two decades?
Gosh, great question. I'm going to try to bin those into four different groups. First of all, I think keeping these varied interests together for 20 years is a real accomplishment. Collaboration, a collaborative partnership, folks who might otherwise be meeting in a courtroom, folks who are, as we speak, in other parts of California, literally meeting in a courtroom over some of these issues. Here in this region, we as a collaborative have been successful in keeping the relationship alive and working jointly on these two diametric goals of water reliability and ecosystem protection. So that collaboration in itself is an accomplishment. And I think that we see that the benefits of that collaboration on kind of a day-to-day basis, but it really comes to the fore during times of crisis, during the recent drought, rather than sort of degenerating into a food fight over how we were going to use the waters of the American River and the water being held behind Folsom Dam. These diverse interests worked together to come up with a consensus approach on how the resource should be managed. And it was just a really touching success story of collaboration. The next area where I think that we've made some advances is just in the area of science. We have tried to be a science-based organization. We've tried to base resource management decisions on the best available science. We've been fortunate enough to, using the local funding and using funding from the state and federal government, we've been fortunate enough to make some real advances in fishery science, some genetic work, work that helps us better understand how and when our salmon species spawn in our rivers and some of the environmental factors that they key off of when they shift through their life cycle. Third area where I think we've made some advances is in the understanding of how flow and water temperature, specifically in the Lower American River, are intertwined. One of the elements of our water form agreement was to develop a new approach to managing flows of the river. Now, the flows in the river are regulated at Folsom Dam. Folsom Dam is operated by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and the Bureau, as a very responsible public agency, has a myriad of different objectives that they have to pay attention to as they manage that dam. We have attempted, again through some cutting edge science, to demonstrate to the Bureau that if they alter their operations slightly, they can actually do a better job of protecting the fishery in the Lower American River without creating unintended consequences to the rest of the California's water system. We call this a flow standard. It's a bit of a misnomer because it's really an operations approach that uses flow in the river to better manage water temperature. Water temperature, according to our best science, is the biggest limiting factor to continued survival of our salmon species. That's steelhead trout and fall run Chinook salmon. Finally, we have, a lot of the stuff I just described is very, very touchy-feely, very, technically driven. But the final area where I think we've made some real inroads is a much more tangible result, which is we have constructed a significant amount of habitat in the Lower American River, both for salmon and steelhead, and both in for the to improve their spawning habitat and their rearing habitat. So spawning habitat would be like the nursery in a hospital. This is where eggs are laid by the salmonid species, where the eggs emerge. And then the rearing habitat is like kindergarten. That's where they go to get bigger, to get big enough to compete kind of out in the wild world, including, in the migration corridor all the way out to the Pacific Ocean and back. Over these 20 years, we've created over 30 acres of spawning habitat, almost a mile and a half of side channels, which represent rearing habitat, and you know, it's interesting. Of all of our accomplishments, I think they all are something we're really proud of, but as scientists and engineers, these habitat projects become really dear to us because they're real. We can go out and point to them. We can take our families out to the riverbank and say, you see those salmon spawning out there? You can see them right now. We did that.
Yeah.
We manipulated the riverbed through a sustainable process to make that level of spawning possible. So those really are kind of near and dear to our heart.
You answered this in many different ways throughout this interview, but why would you say the Water Forum is important?
I think the Water Forum is important to the Sacramento region because it prevents our diverse interests who have a stake in how water is used. It prevents those interests from going to war. Mm. And so the resources that we that we might otherwise put towards fighting each other, we're putting towards doing good things for the river, good things for the water users of the Sacramento region.
What's in store for the Water Forum in the coming years?
Interesting that you ask that. We are just beginning a process. So I described how it took several years in the 90s to develop the initial Water Forum agreement. The signatories to that agreement have basically asked our team of neutrals, our team of facilitators, to begin a process of reviewing that agreement and possibly updating it to go beyond its initial expiration date, which was in 2030. So we're going back through the agreement. We're looking at which parts of the agreement are just fine and we should just roll into the future. But we're also asking ourselves, should some of these things be updated? Should we be thinking about maybe different approaches to managing water, protecting water resources beyond the year 2030 for more decades to come? That's kind of an exciting process because it gets to the fundamentals, the core of why the Water Forum exists. It's also an anxiety approach, provoking process because, we don't know where we're going to end up, right? We have an agreement now, it's working, and we're asking ourselves, can we make it better? And that's, that can be a little nerve-wracking.
So where can people learn more about the Water Forum?
Well, I would love it if people would visit our website, waterforum.org. In addition to having background information about us, we actually have a front page that we call a dashboard that has continually updated information on the flow in the river, the water temperature in the river, the storage in Folsom Reservoir. So if nothing else, I hope folks who are interested in those things will remember waterforum.org for a one-stop shop to get all that information. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We try to do our due diligence to let the public know what the water conditions are in the river, the temperature conditions, things that are happening in the fishery world.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just add that I waxed poetic about the value of collaboration. I'll also just add something about the value of partnership. In addition to Water Forum signatories, which are, local environmental groups, water utilities, business interests, virtually every one of the projects we do on habitat has been a partnership, either a partnership with the Bureau of Reclamation, with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and with our local flood control agency, SAFCA. We couldn't do the work we do if we didn't have those partners to work with, both sometimes to share funding, oftentimes to share just the collaborative spirit. So that'd be the last thing I'd leave you with.